We are discussing Chatzitzot in Siman Kuf Tzadi Chet. Chatzitza Doraita, we mentioned last time, is only Rubo Umakpid. Chatzitza Dorabanan is Miot Umakpid or Rubo Shein Umakpid. Now, normally we're Mekel in a Dorabanan, but we're very Machmer in Chatzitzot. Even if technically something is not a Chatzitzot, still the Ramah tells us the Minog is to not be Tova with it. His lesson is Achilodo Titfalaf Vilu Bidvarim Sheinim Chotzitzim. Gzer Atu Dvarim Achotzitzim. Now, normally Makvid goes by what you care about. There's a Chumra attributed to Rav Yashiv. He said if the Halacha is Makvid on something, then we're Makvid on it. The Afa Kpeda Machmara Din Chotzitzit Sharei Makvid Etuvalze. If the Halacha is Makvid, we're Makvid. So even things people don't care about can become Chatzitzot. Combine this with the minog of the Ramah to remove every chatzitza, and of course, I want to follow the Ramah. So the item is now something I want to remove because of the halacha, which thereby makes it a problem because of chatzitza. Anytime you want to remove something, we can define that as makpid. Not because you don't want it, because the halacha says to remove it. So what if there's something small, and not only is the person not makpid on it, but they actually want it? So last time I mentioned the perfectly done nail polish. This time we can also discuss long fingernails or stick-on fingernails. The minhag is to remove anything foreign into your body. So Rabbi Yamin warned in the shir to be sensitive to the audience, especially dealing with people who aren't so frum. So there are people who might not keep halacha in general as you and I might define it. But still they go to a mikvah. We don't want that if you're machmer in this area, you're going to cause them to stop. So if they spent hours putting on these nails, it's not even a chatzitza derabanan. So it's just an issue of this minog of the Ramah. The point of the minog is to avoid shailas. Sometimes it's even the balanit asking if I should let them be tovel. But we should know this area of kula for such a case. So Rav Yashiv also discusses something.
Sorry, Rav.
Yeah.
Why is it that the Ramah here is just giving us a minhag? He says the hachila.
He does use the lashon lechachila. That's why, in general, we're pretty makpid on it. But when we go through the definitions of what is a chatzitza, so it's not. In fact, the Ramah uses the lashon afilu bidvarim she'einam chotzitzin. The Ramah himself is admitting these things aren't chatzitzas. So therefore, if he's admitting that, meaning, not that admit might not be the right word, but he's saying these things by definition aren't chatzitzas, nonetheless, right, Don't have them on your body. So
yeah, okay.
We can no longer claim that to be something that's meikar adin. But it's a very good question. Rav Yashiv also discusses something that's on the rove of your body, and the person doesn't plan to remove it all, but he plans to remove enough to get it to be a miut. Would that be a chatzitza? And Rav Yashiv himself is no to lahakil. He says, in other words, you're makbid only on a miut then. Most of it you're okay with. So there's only the little bit that you don't want. So even if you don't remove that little bit, since that little bit is only a miut, it wouldn't be a chatzitza. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach cites a svara to disagree, because he says that the svara of why a chatzitza is a problem or not is davar achotzeitz nase keguf echad im abasar. So here, part of the lichluch is something that you want to remove. O made vaday lahasir min aguf. So you could say, I don't know which is the part that you're planning to remove. You're at 51% and you want to get to 49%, so any 2% can be that 2%. And therefore, havalei mimela ki'ilu kol ha'lichluch eno batel. Therefore, any bit of the lichluch can be that 2%. Kevan da'al kol porta porta ikul esfukes shema hu zesh omin linatal min aguf. So, but that's the discussion there about that amount. And so it's interesting that there Rav Yashiv was the meikel. The Gemara Ervin we cited last time says that there's a halach l'moshem Sinai regarding hair. But what the Gemara means is a machloket ge'onim in the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam said, the discussion is this. We know that if you have a robe of your body covered with something, that's a chatzitza. doraita if it's makpid. But derabanan, even if it's not makpid, if it's a rov. So what is your hair? Is your hair part of the body? So in other words, something that's covering most of my hair, but the rest of my body's not covered, is probably only covering about 5% of my body, or not even that much. I don't know how much hair I have. 2% of my body. But if something's covering most of my hair and my hair is considered separate from my body, so then that's a chatzitza. So is the hair a separate cheshbon, or is it part of the body when we do this calculation of rov? Because if the hair is separate, so now I need to make sure that there's nothing covering the majority of my hair. So the Rambam in his Lashon says two hairs tied is not a chatzitza, but one hair tied to itself is a chatzitza. So it's an issue if we're makbid, since it's a mute. So the Gaonim are of the Shita that it's a problem if the majority of the hair is like that. The hair is a separate entity from the body, and it has its own cheshbon of rov. The Rambam, on the other hand, says Yireli. So this is something, when the Rambam uses the Lashon Yireli, he might not have a proof. This is his intuition. And he's saying the hair is not its own own cheshbon. It's not its own entity. Sarosh l'adam kigufo. And therefore, it would only be a problem if it's mitzarif to a chatzitza that's on your body. So this would be a nafka mita for a person whose hair is tied up in dreadlocks, or a person who's wearing conditioner that didn't get out, and the person purposely put it in their hair, so they're not makpid on it. The Meiri actually goes a step further than the Gaonim. The Gaonim said the hair is its own entity, and therefore if it's covering the majority of your hair, so then it's a problem. The Meiri says not only your hair, Kain b'shar mekomot rova ever, any part of your body. In other words, even if something's not on the majority of my body, but it's on the majority of my arm, it would be a problem. It's on the majority of a leg, it would be a problem. So how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? He paskins like the Gaonim, but without that chiddush in the Meiri. Shtei sar yoteri shiyukshurim yachad kesher achad enum chotzetzin, sar achad shenikshara chotzetzin rushetei makpeder aleh, avalim enum makpeder aleh altala tfilo, ad shehei rov sara. Just the rov of the hair is enough to make it a chatzitza. Okay, now we can discuss what is considered makpid. Generally, makpid is something you want to remove. Like if somebody pointed out that you spilled something on yourself, and and you wipe it off, so that's your inclination is to remove it. That's what makpid is. So there's a trickier question, is something that I want for now, but I know I eventually don't want it. For example, a temporary filling. So first we can ask if these hakpadot are subjective or objective. The Rambam uses a language of he cares about it. He cares about it. The Rashba says it's objective. So the Shulchan Aruch is machpid. He says, even if you are not machpid, but most people are, it's a chatzitza. Im derech b'nei adam lefamim lakpid alav, or better lashon here in the second line, kevin sh'derech rov b'nei adam lakpid alav, chotzeitz. What about the other way? What if you're makpid and most people aren't makpid? The shach says that counts as akpada. Hechad derov b'nei adam ein makpid and v'hi makpedet, the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rambam, and the Tor, and the Bach, and the Darach Moshe, everyone says that it's chotzeitz. Another major and popular question regards a woman's wedding ring. The Taz in Sif Katan Chav Kimmel cites the Ravid that it's chotzeitz because mikpedet lahasiro b'shad lisha. She takes it off to knead the dough because she doesn't want it to get ruined. That's hakbada. But how often does she knead dough? So the Pitchei Tshuva in Sif Katan Aleph cites the Zichron Yosef that it must be a frequent occurrence. If it's a while off, then it's not a chatzitza. Dafka shemakpedet le'itim mizumanot. But listen to this lashon, which is not the easiest lashon to understand, and that's going to be a little bit of our focus for the next minute. Im ena makpedet rak pam achat lezman meruba lo. Very peculiar language. Do we accept the Taz? Let's say we do, but there's no set time. When do you do this? Whenever there's a freshes kala. The Taban Mudek Redzach Hotzim Shimon's Rotob Shalisha, Darei Emikla La Isa Lalush, Kamapai Me Mayom Machar Mesirato. Well, when would that be? So his language is rak pam achat lizman meruba. What does he mean? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about that. And he says it's dependent on him having a set time. Dimakpedet rak lizman meruba lo havya atak peda. And he rejects the possibility that what the Zichron Yosef is saying is being mechalik between it being a while away or a short time away. That it can't be that Zman Meruba means like more than a month away and Zman Mu'an means less than a month away. No. Moshe Feinstein says it's got to be just set. So even if it's set, tomorrow, today I want it, tomorrow it's set, that's fine as well. So then the question is, so what is this Kpeda to remove the ring, Mishalisha? She'ein zeh zman katzuv. You don't know when you're going to need dough. You don't have a set time. What if you're walking down the street and they go, hey, we're very into Kabbalah here. We want 40 women doing a fresh eschala, v'schus, this chayal, v'schus, refuah shleima, v'schus, all sorts of things. You are the 40th person. You can, you know, the minion man. You could save the day. So, of course, she's going to go do a fresh eschala. It can happen any time walking down the street. Want to come join our fresh eschala? So that is not, say, so Moshe says, I don't care if it's Zman Meruba. Change this filling in a day, a week, a month, or a year. Is there a set time that's not now? That's not Hakpada. And that's a cool of Rav Moshe Feinstein. And Rav Moshe Feinstein would get very sure of what he's saying. He says, Zeu tam nachon veloni tan deshirim, v'zeu kavanato lirateiti. I think I'm in agreement with the Zichron Yosef on this. Maybe I can't prove that the Zichron Yosef is saying it. Nonetheless, I think this is correct. So this Svar of Ramosha relates to the Sugya of braces, Rav Binyamin said. Because normally a person gets braces put on for an extended period of time. The orthodontist says you need to have these in, and the person wants them there to straighten their teeth. So many are makel based on this Ramosha. As long as you have them on for the orthodontist, you're not considered rotze laviro. According to Ramosha, the time to get them off is some other time. Even if it's tomorrow and not right now, you're fine. But Rav Binyamin said he once dealt with a shayla with Rav Willig Shlita, and a kala had something called a Visalign, which is some kind of braces. And this kala wanted to get her braces removed for her wedding pictures. She didn't want braces on in her wedding pictures. It would ruin the smile, ruin the picture. So she wanted them removed. And then she would get them put back on after the wedding. So Rav Willig said, even with this kula of Ramosha, if you take it off for the wedding, that defines it as makbid. It's an issue even for the upcoming tefillot. This may be similar to the Tazis Svara. However, some say braces are a problem. Why? Because you would remove them for your wedding photos. So, because we went on a tziyul yesterday to see how mikveh is built, that's all we got to. Of course, there's more to cover in Hilchot Chatzitzot. We didn't get to Beis Hadar, and we didn't get to all sorts of geshmak sugyas in this siman. So, yes, finish learning the material. You could send questions if you have them. But that does complete our limud of Hilchot Nida, because after Pesach, you have your Bechina on Hilchot Nida, and then we're starting Hilchot Avelut Bezrat Hashem. So, just wishing you a Chag Kosher V'Sameach.
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
There's a more about Gadol question, and I didn't see it addressed in the material yet, although I haven't got all the way through completely yet, so maybe it will come up.